Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Forgot about Hill Notes. Hill Notes is still available for your audio pleasures. You can submit one on the Odyssey app. Do so, and we'll get to them coming up at about, 9:30 for Hill Notes?
Yeah, fun fact, Wiggy has Ken saved in his phone as Cold Ass Honky.
I got a lot of nicknames. Yeah. Len is the latest.
I got him as not Ken has saved his boss man.
I appreciate that, Wiggs.
Ken, boss man.
That's why our next negotiations will go well, and Ty Law's may not go so well.
Yeah.
What did you just say on the group text, Curtis? This Coach Belichick has our full support, too. What's this?
It was just a goof from an account. The rest of the ACC coaches say that Bill Belichick has their full support to remain as head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Where does this go? Courtney, are you still at 3 hours later? And we had the reporter on who said it's untenable, might be untenable.
Yeah, he didn't really have any more new information, though.
It's a mess, though. He said it's a mess.
It's a mess, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. But I think that if you look at the university PR-wise, I think it's a bad look if they get rid of him in the next 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. I think that you're going to see Bill on the sidelines when UNC takes on Cal, not this weekend, next weekend.
And he's not buying himself out for $1 million, especially because I think the interesting part was when we had Pat on, he talked about, in order for UNC to get out of it, it's going to be, north of $20 million. And I'm Bill Belichick. I ain't going nowhere,
Well, if you get an agreement, like a settlement, could you meet in the middle? And if he's insured another job somewhere that he likes, media, some other program in some role, like advisory role, and then maybe something bigger the year after, he might do it.
But you see, the thing about it, the clock is ticking, right? So he's 70, what, 3?
Yeah.
So you're going to go to media for another year? And then
he's done coaching.
Right, so that's my point. So if he knows this is it, I'm going to take the $20 million and I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off, and maybe I can turn this thing around next year.
The newest report that the New York Post just did, Bill Belichick trying to, quote, find the leak with reports of UNC dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
So that must be a tense day in the football offices
I would say everybody not related to you is the leak, Bill. I mean, there is no trust, you would agree, between the university and Bill these days.
Bubba Cunningham with quite a statement last night of support.
Ken, I know you waste time with these non sequiturs, but do you believe that the school and Bill Belichick trust each other?
I think they're at odds.
Right. Yeah. So is that going to be solved?
But they might agree to coexist for the rest of the year. They might do that.
Yeah. Why do you think there were stories about violations that were leaked this week?
Well, they're trying to get out of it, but Bill's going to fight that.
Right.
To Wiggy's point, he's not giving up $20 million easily.
But if they fire him for cause, then it's on Bill to prove that there wasn't.
Right. It could be a long fight.
Right.
All right, some calls on this, 617-779-7937, and then we'll talk Pat's trade deadline. Jake in Boston hanging on for a while. Hi, Jake. Good morning.
What up, gentlemen? What up, Coco? Listen, the real shame in this Belichick story is that if it ends before Halloween, all of our Halloween costumes, our couples' Halloween costumes, done, ruined. And that's before we get into any more cringe TikToks from Mike Lombardi. Coco, dig down Mike Lombardi's TikTok. It is as cringe as it gets. It's good. It's good. We are at the four-year anniversary of that big, beautiful billboard I took out, which pointed out that Bill Belichick was nothing more than a fraud propped up by Tom Brady. And, you know, I was doxxed. I got hate mail. I got a death threat or two. And that was just Fitzy. That wasn't even like the internet nerds. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People took it really seriously. Now, Kenny, you and I used to have epic battles about this with Fitzy.
Yep.
About horny Bill being distracted. That was before Jordan. Yep. So I don't like that Jordan is even a focus of this story because Linda was the one who drafted Juwan Williams. Linda was the one who had a Christmas party during that final week that cost us that Miami game and that bye week that really ended the dynasty. Like, it wasn't just Jordan. It's been 20 years of horny Bill dating back to, Wiggy, you talked about Super Bowl 36. You don't know about the mistress Bill snuck into Jacksonville for Super Bowl 39.
All right. Well, this is all hearsay now. So, I mean, have the women been a distraction, Courtney? Is that fair to say?
I don't think Linda was a distraction at all. If anything, when I look back at his time with Linda, Linda was helping out with his foundation. It seemed like, yes, she would post from on the field. The twins, the Hess twins, were with her, her daughters, and they were on the field sometimes. Sometimes people would make comments about their outfits or something silly like that.
Right.
But for the most part, when it came to football, she was staying out of it.
Right. The distraction is Jordan this year.
And can I also say, everybody, I've never met Linda, I've never met Jordan, but everybody I know that has met Linda has only said unbelievable things about her. And then everything you hear about people that have met Jordan in like a professional setting, there aren't many that nice things that come out.
Like, Curtis, you would admit, Jordan could be like manipulating Bill beyond his powers. Like, she's taking advantage of him.
Oh, my goodness. I do not think that little of Bill that he's being taken advantage of.
He might not have his faculties.
No, I think he does. I think what Bill did is, because I don't think she was a distraction when he was here.
If Jordan was dating Bill when Tom was here, they'd win Super Bowls.
No, but even when Tom wasn't here, like Jordan wasn't a distraction for Bill when he was here the last couple of years, right?
Because,
well, we don't know about it because there was no off the field stuff. I feel
if
like
he wasn't talking to the quarterback to Curtis.
But then
we
know that was a lie.
Well, O'Brien says that, but he could be just defending Bill.
Yeah, but he also, I mean, so now if we're going to get into that, right, it's going to be like, all right, which reports do you believe?
Right.
So I'm going to go based on the guy that was there who said that was false. We actually, Bill talked to him all the time.
Yep.
I would say that Jordan, and I don't know why Bill has done it now and he wasn't doing it when he was the coach of the Patriots the last couple of years, but she's front facing. She's everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, she's part of his Bill Belichick LLC or Inc. or whatever it is, entertainment that he has. And that's the thing that we now see more than anything is him kissing her on the sidelines, her on the sidelines, messing with his mic. And so her in the interview going, we're not talking about that.
If I was in charge of North Carolina, they would have fired Bill the morning that CBS Sunday interview aired.
That's what Teddy J said in the afternoon.
That person, whether he's compromised, unwell, I don't know. But that person bore no resemblance to Bill Belichick.
But that's not a football. That's not a reason to fire somebody.
No. It's just a symptom of something going wrong deeper.
Yeah. I just think that if you're at UNC, it's a bad look, yes. But what are the grounds to fire somebody?
You can't
somebody?
Fire him.
If you walked into a doctor's appointment and they were wearing that sweater, you would say, see you later.
Well, that's a doctor's appointment.
It's a fact. This person's the front-facing person of the entire school.
That's a doctor's appointment, Bill.
I understand what a doctor's appointment is.
Yeah, so you expect to walk in there and see the guy in scrubs, not in his sweatshirt.
So you thought what Bill was wearing was appropriate?
No, but that's him.
That's Bill Belichick. That's him.
He wears weird, like, cut-off
hoodies
sweatshirts
like all the time. Like,
that's his thing.
Yeah, that's him.
His schtick.
Still has the Cisco one.
Curtis, you're the only one who saw that and goes, what the hell is Bill wearing? You know where
I'm the only one that saw that and said, what the hell is Bill wearing?
Yeah, people commented on his.
Well, it was less about the sweatshirt. Yeah. It was more that he looked disheveled. Like, his hair was a mess.
All right.
I would say the sweatshirt added to the disheveled.
No,
look,
yes. I would say the biggest issue wasn't what he was wearing and how he looked, because that's who Bill is all the time. The biggest was when she said, oh, we're not talking about that. Or all the reports that came out about what she was like. If the UNC, what they need to do, it's not that they fire Bill, is they say, Bill, listen, Jordan cannot be nowhere like around being seen on the sidelines kissing. It's a bad look.
Wasn't there a report that was tried to be enforced in the beginning, that she wasn't allowed at practice or on the field? Like, wasn't that?
Yeah, that was out there early. Yep. Like, that's the thing, because if Jordan would have never said anything on that Sunday morning interview,
yeah,
or she would have never been around it, and it was just Bill looking the way he looks, we got no issue with that.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
she's everywhere.
She's everywhere now. And I don't know what it is that she was with him when he was here, but we never saw her.
All right, real quick on the trade deadline front, because we teased this. What's the name you're honed in on? And I'll tell you what I'm hearing after I get who's your top target?
AJ.
November 4th.
AJ's obviously my top.
Aside from him,
there are whispers. I don't know how true it is. King Henry.
Whoa, that would be you serious?
I'm just saying.
Reunited.
I'm just saying that Baltimore doesn't look like things are going. Who the hell knows what Harbaugh's got? I know they gave him a 2-year extension, but it might be like.
I think they only do that if Lamar is out much longer than just another week.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And this is fantasy land.
They have a cap space.
Speaking of fantasy land, what about a guy you play this week, Alvin Kamara?
Oh, I like that.
That's a great guy for a guy like Travion Henderson to learn from.
Like that.
Runs and catches the football.
Right.
He's just a better version of Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, I like that.
If they trade for Derrick Henry, I will change my name to Stretch.
What's realistic? Do you expect them to make any moves?
They have to. They have to. And I'm glad that we have several weeks as a buildup here, because Wiggy's often saying this, and he's correct, that we give the Red Sox a hard time, but the Patriots a pass when it comes to spending. And there is zero excuse. They can't draft receivers. It's been through several different administrations. They're unable to do it. There is a clear need for a receiver, and there are receivers available to be traded for. You trade for him. The only issue is money.
What's the name? What's who?
A.J. Brown.
Oh, Brown.
First round pick.
Chris Olave, another guy.
Olave's a good one.
Yeah,
A.J. Brown's top of my list, but then like Vrabel was asked about running backs yesterday. He said not just running backs, but we're always looking to improve that whole show and dance. But I've seen Jets running back Breece Hall has been talked about a lot.
That's what I'm hearing. That is the name that I have heard. They are monitoring Breece Hall Jets. On the market.
There's no way the Jets trade him in
it's
the division.
It's possible they don't trade in the division, but they are monitoring that situation.
And Breece Hill is monitoring JetBlue to see where his dad is.
Breece Hall would be a game changer.
What about this
That'd
one?
That'd be nice.
What about this one? And I know it's not really fantasy land, but does it become...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One wants to be the guy. Detroit Lions, Montgomery or Gibbs?
No, I think they really like each other, and I don't think the Lions would ever like subtract from their roster.
Okay, all right. It's just because, you know,
I think it's a fair question.
You have two alphas. Right? We talked about it with Linus and Swayman before. Right. And in football, it's like you have two really, really good backs, and it's hard to split up the carries.
Would that worry you with A.J. Brown if he and Diggs thought of themselves as two alphas?
No, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, because I think that the team would look at A.J. Brown as being the number one, and they would look at Diggs as being 1B.
But is Diggs okay with that?
Well, I think Diggs is, what, 32 years old, and he's looking at it like, you know what, as long as I can get decent numbers, maybe I could parlay that into another deal somewhere else. Where A.J. Brown is only 27 or 28. Yeah. He's 28 years old. He's still got gas left in the tank. Curtis brought up Davante Adams, who's 32 years old.
That's true.
So A.J. Brown could be playing at a high level for the next, you know, 3 or 4 more years. And I don't think they kind of look at Diggs in that sense.
Can I give you another one?
Good.
Immediately following the Atlanta Falcons game, the Falcons have officially fallen apart.
Oh, don't go there.
And the Patriots have dismantled them completely.
Don't go there.
No, I'm not quite as far as you think I'm going, but what about Kyle Pitts?
Oh, damn, I thought you was going to go with Bijan Robinson.
No, there's no way they're trading Bijan Robinson. There's no shot. That is a rocket ship.
I don't want Kyle Pitts, man.
Yeah,
I don't.
He's balling.
Stinky Pitts.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's good.
I'm cool with Hunter Henry.
That's Greg's guy.
You can play both, Wiggy. Yeah. They love to play two tight ends.
No, I do.
And if you have two legitimate tight ends who can catch and be effective weapons.
You know why I'm not?
Greg likes Stinky Pitts and Dijon Robinson.
You know, I love the tight end position. You know where the place that it holds in my heart. But we had this issue with Jonnu Smith. It's like, oh, okay.
Ken and I did an entire show about how he was going to be.
We loved that.
Like, look how good. Like, and then you really looked at him. You're like, well, he didn't catch that many balls in Tennessee. Then he comes in. It's like, what? And Kyle Pitts, I'm too nervous about it.
Okay, one other name I got for you, Wiggs, and another bad team. Calvin Ridley. 2 years left on his contract. Like
what are the odds?
I like that.
A little late.
How about a name on defense?
Oh.
How would you like this name on defense?
Oh.
Chubb.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Yes.
Thibodeau.
Sign me. I'm in.
From the Giants, because the Giants, remember,
yep.
or it could even be a Brian Burns, because they have 3 guys right now. You obviously know they had drafted Abdul Carter, so he's not going nowhere. You did give Brian Burns a nice little contract a couple years ago.
This is the Carter rejoin.
And Thibodeau, I believe, was a top 5 pick, and so you have a ton of guys at the defensive line position.
And they have Dexter Lawrence, who they already gave a big contract.
But Wiggs, I feel like they need to add. If they're going to add offense, like
I know that, but I'm just saying, because as I start to think about offensive players, you know, who
unlikely,
who can you? Yeah, like you
Twitch
know.
Mitch in the chat says Jerry Judy. Watch out for Judy from Cleveland.
Nah, pass.
I would rather Ridley though. I like the Shime Ridley one. I like that. But do they feel like with Cam Ward? That, all right, Ridley and Ward, kind of, we just gave Ridley this new deal.
Yeah, but they gave him the deal 2 years ago. He's halfway through the deal now, and Alec Iomanner has stepped up pretty well so far, the rookie wide receiver for them, and it seems he has a better connection already with Cam Ward. So, I mean, the Titans are so bad that it would make sense that they would sell a guy like Ridley.
Shime, let me...
774 texter. Let's just get Justin Jefferson, Lamar Chase, and Saquon while we're at it.
No, ridiculous discussion. Listen.
These are all realistic.
They're
names.
Real. Maybe my King Henry's a pie in the sky, but the way here's another guy from Minnesota, and I don't know if this is a possibility. How would you feel about Jordan Addison? I know
he did just come back from the suspension.
Mm-hmm. But are they gonna?
I think he still has like 3 years on his rookie contract, though.
Right, but
I don't think they'd move on from him.
You don't think they'd move on from him?
He's not. Yeah. So he is in year 3 of his rookie contract, which means he has the 4th year plus the 5th year extension.
But he's probably wanting new money.
But you can't give him a new contract until next year anyways.
Okay. Like,
and so I think they would just have him play out the rookie contract at this point before they trade him.
By the way, we're on Twitch, brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. For over 150 years, Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. Located in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Springer's has the world's finest jewelry and watches at springersjewelers.com.
Great point of the Twitch chat. X-Slayer Bob, why not go after a deep threat like Tyquan Thornton?
Stock is high.
Rashid Shaheed.
Hill Notes coming up, and right now, Courtney Cox with What's Trending.
The Christian Arcand Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins kick off the season with a win. They take down the Capitals in D.C. 3-1. David Pastrnak started his season with 3 points in the win, with the 3 goals coming from Pasta, Morgan Geekie, and Elias Lindholm. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 35 saves in the season opener. Now,
why don't they make Pasta the captain?
I don't know why.
Give him the C. Just do it.
All the A's, so now it's like, are they all fighting for a C?
Pasta's the best player. Just
it's
give
stupid.
It to him.
I don't get. And listen.
Yeah, but the best player doesn't always.
I love Ray Bourque, but and I don't get why, and because people, it's a popularity contest. No, I think that if you were to ask those guys in the locker room or the dressing room, who would you vote as captain? I think most people would vote the same way the coach would pick.
Yep. Bruins home opener tonight at the TD Garden. The Blackhawks are in town. Puck drop is at 7.
At the yard or the barn.
Yep.
Take your pick.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics in their first preseason win. He had 21 points while Derek White had 16 and 10 assists in the 121-103 win over the Grizzlies.
Did you ever do those yard beers like in the Caribbean or Carlos and Charlie's? Always a great idea until you actually start drinking that giant beer.
Because then it gets warm.
No beer at Magic City. That's what we learned today.
The only beers at Magic City, Heineken and Coronas.
There's plenty of Heine, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they love the Heinies.
The Yankees are out. They fall to the Blue Jays in 4 games, the final game ending 5-2 in the Bronx. And Thursday Night Football is Eagles at Giants. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And in the spirit of Halloween, Awaken 180 is offering free consultations all month long. It's scary how easy losing weight can be. Find out if Awaken 180 is right for you. Call to book your free Awaken 180 consultation at 844-346-1800. That's what's trending. We got your Hill Notes coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.